Hello there. It's been a bit of a sad week this week in the Buller, as we've lost one of the truly great women of this region, Phyllis Phipps. For all those who sort of know this top podcast a bit, you'll know Phyllis Phipps was a guest on season two. I'm so happy that we did that. What a wonderful woman. I mean, I was introduced to Phyllis by Paul Scanlon, and I thank Paul for that and everything else he does, actually. Didn't take me long to fall in love with the irrepressible charm of Phyllis, and straight away, within a second, I realised I was in the presence of someone pretty special. The fierce light of independence that shone through that woman's eyes I can still see. Phyllis was in her 98th year. She passed away on Wednesday, I think. I'm pretty sure it was Wednesday. Her funeral is on the 24th. It's still to be announced where and when. Obviously in Westport somewhere, so just keep your eye on the newspaper for that. Just some quick words about Phyllis. A truly humble woman. A teacher, she's a loyal supporter of everything Buller. She's someone that the people of the Buller, and indeed New Zealand, can be proud of. The way she lived her life, she had an amazing life. And I'd encourage people to listen to that episode. It is crazy to think about what that woman did. She was responsible for starting Buller basketball. She was one of the people who started Buller softball. She taught at Buller High School for over 30 years. So a lot of people listening to this would have had Phyllis as a teacher or known someone who did. She was, and this is just an incredible stat to me, I still can't believe this one. She is Buller Rugby's undoubtedly number one fan, supporting Buller since 1944. Along with her husband, Trevor, they travelled far and wide to follow Buller, and it wasn't very often that they would miss a game. And after Trevor passed away, Phyllis would still maintain her support of the Buller rugby team and would go along as often as she possibly could and would never miss a local game. I remember asking Phyllis during the podcast if she could give any advice to those younger than herself. And Phyllis's response was typical to her. She said, be faithful, give friendship, and help people. Phyllis was involved in many, many community things. She supported the community the whole time. She campaigned for the Buller Medical Centre, just her whole life. And even when she was growing up in her beloved Sergeant's Hill, she would tell tales of that was wartime. That was World War II. So she would tell tales of the things they used to do in the Sergeant's Hill Hall to raise money for the war effort. And after the war, they continued with all these events at Sergeant's Hill that became quite legendary, really, in the area. I'm so happy that we managed to get her on the podcast and that, along with the wonderful Janelle Hooper from the Buller Library, we managed to memorialise some of her poems. Now, Phyllis travelled widely. She just lived this rich, vibrant life, and right the way through it, she just loved her poetry. She loved reading it and she loved writing it. And she was pretty good. I mean, we put some of her poems on this thing, on the podcast here, and I was blown away. So was Janelle at the absolute quality of her poetry. But imagine this, as the woman whose life was so ridiculously full of sport and community that she still managed to knock out just a large amount of these fantastic poems. Now, If Phyllis was here, she'd be saying to me, "Well, that's enough. Shut up. Everything's good. Everything's fine. Celebrate my life. Don't be sad. Also, your grammar's very bad." That's what she'd have probably told me. But I don't want to waffle on. So I'm just going to finish up by saying I'm so very happy and privileged to have Phyllis's voice on this podcast, some of her tales and some of her poems. And wherever you are, Phyllis, I bet you're looking down at the Buller and looking at a region where you've left an indelible and incredibly positive impact. This is a life well lived. Thanks, everyone.